The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Notice what Paul had to say in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 13. Food for the stomach and the stomach for food, but God will destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. In other words, Paul is telling us to honor God in your conduct. In verse 18, it says, flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Nothing good from that way of life would come. It only brings problems. In Romans 1, Paul is describing the way the world became shortly after creation and the way it is today because we're still on the same course. Notice Romans 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress or who hold down the truth in unrighteousness. God will pour out his wrath on this earth because of our many sins. So my friends, if you are having the opportunity to speak the truth and you're more concerned about appeasing the people, you will be judged accordingly. You have put yourself in a responsible position and you need to be concerned about carrying out that responsibility. Christ said, as it were, in the days of Noah and in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so it would be in the last days and at the return of Christ. We know the world was destroyed by a flood. We also know Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed by fire. We know they were destroyed because of their evil deeds, their lawless deeds, their own ways came back on them. Their sins found them out and overtook them. And this world is on the same path today as the pre-flood world was and as Sodom and Gomorrah were. I want to read Romans 1, verse 18 again. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. In other words, because of sin, God's wrath gets stirred up. He gets stirred to action, if you will. Who suppress the truth in unrighteousness? And the wrath of God will be poured out on this end-time world, as the book of Revelation describes. You can read that for yourself, and you need to do that. And it's our sins, our lawless deeds, just like it were in the days of Noah and in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah and other cities that God destroyed. We're living the same type of life. Because of our iniquities, sins, lawless deeds, you and I and this world will reap what we have sown. Our own way will come back on us. Adultery, fornication, twisted and perverted sex are great evils and are abomination to God. And that includes same-sex marriage, live-ins, fornication, wife-swapping, looking and lusting for someone. Any form of sex outside of marriage to an opposite sex, meaning your first spouse while they are living. That means you can't be on the merry-go-round of divorce. Notice what Christ had to say in Matthew 5, beginning in verse 31. Furthermore, it has been said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery. Now that's plain language, isn't it? That's plain and easy to understand. Christ is telling us that it's not lawful to divorce just because you have found someone you think you like better than your spouse or for any other reason except the fact of adultery that just won't cease, that just becomes a way of life of your spouse. Matthew 19, beginning verse 3, says this, the Pharisees also came to him, testing him, and saying to him, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just any reason? And he answered and said to them, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Did you catch that, my friends? Christ said at the beginning, God made them male and female to be married. Male and female, a man and a woman. Verse 6, so they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. In other words, Christ is telling us that the original intent of marriage was to live together until death do you part. And that is true yet today, and should be carried out today. They said to him, why then did Moses command to give a certificate of divorce and to put her away? He said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, permitted you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality, and that means someone that just won't stop, that just keeps it up, and marries another, commits adultery. Whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery. Very plain, isn't it? Well, how many are living in adultery today? When we consider the fact that about 50% of marriages end in divorce, how many live-ins do we have today? How many same-sex live-ins do we have today? The sad thing is that we as a nation don't seem to care or consider our end, that all our sins of breaking God's laws are bringing many evils and problems on this world. We have legalized same-sex marriage in two states, California and Massachusetts. What do you think about that? What does God think about that, more importantly? Well, God lets us know his thoughts about such lawless deeds in his word, just as he does about adultery. The story of Sodom and Gomorrah and the pre-flood world's demise lets us know God's mind about such lawless deeds. Not only were there acts of sodomy, which seems to be one of the main reasons that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah and perhaps the pre-flood world, but every sin that could be thought of was present. And Christ said, as it were, in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so it would be in the end time leading up to his return. Notice what God has to say about homosexuals. Notice in Leviticus 20 and verse 13, if a man lies with a male as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. This is very plain, isn't it? That's very plain language. It shows you what God thinks of same-sex marriage and homosexuals, whether male or female. Leviticus 18, verse 22, says this, you shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. Very plain, isn't it? You don't have to be a Philadelphia lawyer to understand what Christ is telling us here and what he spoke in the Old Testament. Nor shall you mate with any beast to defile yourself with it. Nor shall any woman stand before a beast to mate with it. It is perversion. He goes on here in verse 24, do not defile yourself with any of these things, for by all these the nations are defiled, which I am casting out before you. God says don't live that type of life. Don't defile yourself. Verse 25, for the land is defiled, therefore I visit the punishment of its iniquity upon it, and the land vomits its inhabitants. But our nation and the world today seem to think that we can do all these evils and get away with it. Well, my friends, God says that there's a payday coming. And God says that if we don't repent, we are going to be vomited out of our nation, the nation that we have lived in and loved and cherished because of our many sins. And God doesn't change his mind about sin. Sin is still sin in the sight of God. God doesn't change his mind about the judgments that he's going to bring on this earth either. So we see it's not only adultery that God says is worthy of the death penalty, but it's perverted sex in any way. Yes, notice that, my friend, but it's perverted sex in any way, in any form, with and between men and with and between women. Sex in marriage is honorable, and that's the only way that it is, and that's married to your first spouse. Unless your spouse is dead, then you have the right to marry again. All other forms are an abomination in the sight of God and carries great consequences. God said, oh, that they would consider their end. Yes, and my friend, you know, it's time that we begin to consider our end. Oh, that our lawmakers and our courts and our parents and teachers and ministers would have and would today consider our end, meaning the very last days and years of the life of a nation, of an individual, or a marriage. What a blessing it would have been, and still could be today, had true education been taught beginning at a very young age to consider the latter days of a marriage and how to conduct your life according to the marriage vows, so it would be a harmonious relationship from beginning to the end. What a blessing it would have been and would be today if our government and our judges and our courts and our ministers and teachers would consider our end, if our parents would, and all of our citizens would consider our end. My friends, we are in the days of our end. The end is approaching very rapidly, and it isn't looking good. What will you do as an individual? Will you heed the warning that Christ gave about the end of this age? No one in the days of Noah or in the days of Lot wanted to hear the truth. And you might want to ask yourself, do I want to hear the truth today? Or when the truth comes on, or when I see it in print, do I just lay it down or turn it off? You need to ask yourself, do I want to hear the truth today? Do I want to change my life? Well, no one in the days of Lot and in the days of Noah wanted to hear the truth, much less accept it and change their life. They didn't want to leave their comfort zone, and we know what happened. Well, I ask again, what will you do? Do you want to leave your comfort zone? Do you want to change your way of life? Do you want to understand the type of life that is pleasing to God so that you will receive blessings after blessings after blessings? My friends, we're living under curses today, and we are going to pay a much higher price than we're paying now unless we change our ways. God calls this world a Babylonian system, and you need to know what that means. You can change your ways, my friend. You can leave the comfort zone that you are used to, that you know isn't right. You can change your conduct. You can change your mind and your attitude with the help of God. And God is there to give you all the help you need if you want to change. Well, what will you do? I ask again, what will you do? You need to request our free articles, Babylon, Fountain of Error, and Spend a Lifetime Together. You need to know what God means when He calls this system a Babylonian system. And you need to know how to spend a lifetime together with your first spouse. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, Seventh Day at 573-238-3675 and request Babylon, Fountain of Error, and Spend a Lifetime Together. They're absolutely free. There's no cost. There's no obligation. No one will call on you. You won't hear from us again unless you request it. So call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or you may order online by logging on to our website, thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.org. You can also download and listen to pre-recorded programs on our website. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to continue to listen to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and on several others that you can pick up, and continue to order our free literature.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.